This is Peter John with the DX Headlines. QRM is an increasing problem to a lot of SWLs and HAMs. PLC, some solar panel controllers and flat screen TV sets are just a small part of what's causing the problem. Next to getting to the source of the problems, there are some other possibilities to get rid of these problems as well. It's not always possible to resolve the problem where it is created, and it can also be that there is not one cause, but quite a lot. The first thing to think about is to find a better place for your antenna. Take a portable receiver and go through the house. Some unexpected places might be very HF silent. I myself own a retractable fiberglass antenna mast, and above around 20 feet above the roof of the house, all QRM ceases to exist. Another possibility is to use a magnetic loop antenna. These work quite spectacular for certain kinds of disturbances, and in some cases it is even better to place the loop very much near the source than at a distance. What also works really good are the so-called QRM eliminators. They work with most times a small pickup antenna that is placed in such a way that it receives the same QRM as the reception antenna. The QRM is then added with 180 degrees phase shift to the signal. In some cases this way QRM can be suppressed with more than 60 dB. Disadvantage of both magnetic loop as a QRM eliminator is that they have to be retuned, even if you go QSY as little as 10 kc or so. Finally, nowadays there are SDR solutions, such as the Open HP SDR, that work on the same principle by having two or more identical receivers, each with their own antenna, just like the QRM eliminator. The software keeps the distance signals and rejects the local QRM. This was Peter John for the DX Headlines on the mighty KBC.